And what about the girl that stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaids.
And I want to ask you about a kind of ceremony they have in some parts of the country. I'm not sure if they have it here or not, but did you ever hear of maybe a ceremony after a wedding? All the boys in the neighborhood might get together and make a lot of noise. And
chivalry.
Did they ever have those?
I don't think they do anymore. Now, that came in from pioneer days. They'd get all kinds of old pans and things. They said, I've read about that. Particularly in the West, they used to give them chivalries and wake them up and do all those kind of things and bang and beat on those things. It was just kind of like putting these signs on cars and old shoes and all that mess, you know.
Did you ever hear of anyone chivalry around here anywhere?
Oh, I'm sure there have been. I've heard of people say they did it.
And
Not in my time much. I mean, I didn't know too much, but I know they did it in the old days.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. You say, I believe you told me that you had some kin people in Chattanooga?
Yes, uh-huh.
Now, you say if you were going to be in Chattanooga, you might say, well, I can't talk to you today because I'm going...
To Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. Okay. Now, so they didn't just arrest one or two of them. They arrested said that there were a bunch of boys out there and they were causing disturbance. And you say they didn't arrest just one or two. They arrested
the whole bunch.
Mm-hmm. Got to take care of all of them.
All of them.
And let's see. I believe earlier you told me that when you were young you'd gone to dances and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any different names for different kinds of dances, say ones that you might...
Oh, yeah. You mean the kind of dance steps,
yes,
the names of the dances? Yes, when I came along, they were foxtrot and, you know, I went when they did the Charleston and all those kind of things, and then the waltz and... they had some of these Latin dances and things. That's been a long time ago.
Now, do you have any names for dances, say, or different kinds of gatherings for dances, say, like a real formal dance?
Well, that would be ballroom dancing. That would be waltzes and things. And two steps, they used to have that way back there.
And
the square dance is for another kind of gathering, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If school closes, say, at 4 o'clock, the children say, 4 o'clock is time when school...
Out.
Mm-hmm. And after vacation, children might ask, when does school...
Start.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, say if a boy leaves home to go to school and doesn't show up, you'd say he did what?
He late.
Mm-hmm. Or if he didn't show up at all, he was
absent.
Mm-hmm. And
they used to say tardy too, but that late, you know, that goes on. Mm-hmm.
And what if his mother and daddy didn't know that he wasn't at school? They thought he was at school.
It's true that he played hooky. That's what we called it.
And you go to school to get an
education.
Mm-hmm. And after high school, you usually go on to
college.
Mm-hmm. And after kindergarten, you go into the
grade school.
Mm-hmm. And what about the
elementary school?
Mm-hmm. Are there any older terms for that, for the grade right after kindergarten?
No, I don't think so. I think that's just elementary or grade school.
Mm-hmm. And used to maybe children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at what?
Desks.